What's going on, guys? Episode 93, Unstoppable RIA Wealth. Really excited about today's episode, and I'll tell you why. Everybody thinks marketing, everybody thinks systems and procedures are like the number one, two, and three things that matter most in your business. And I can tell you what, without the right people, if you're in the growth phase and you're in the scale phase, without the right people, you do not have a business. The dude I'm interviewing today, Darren Carr, has Carr Talent. This dude specializes in real estate investing firms to staff you guys with high quality individuals, and he does it completely different from a lot of these other headhunters that are out there. And I can tell you this because I've personally used him and continue to use him because the guy knows what he's doing. If you're looking to grow, looking to scale, you need people, this is the episode to listen to. Enjoy. Welcome to Unstoppable Real Estate Investing Wealth. My name is Billy Alvaro, a.k.a. the Unstoppable VA, former billion-dollar mortgage banker, gone bankrupt, turned professional real estate investor, where each week you'll learn the tools, strategies, systems, and secrets myself and other highly successful real estate investing entrepreneurs use to start, grow, and scale their businesses, creating massive profits, and how you can too. And we'll teach you how to put those profits to work so you no longer have to. Get ready to finally experience financial freedom and generational wealth. Now let's get started. What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Unstoppable RIA Wealth. I'm your host, the Unstoppable BA. Today, very excited about today's show because today we're going to be speaking about growing and scaling. I'm going to introduce my guest in a second. A lot of people in the industry, they think that marketing is the most important, systems is the most important, processes are the most important. They're all extremely important. But the number one most important asset that you're going to need in your business as you're growing and scaling is the people part of the process. If you can't dial in your people, your talent, and bring in your talent pool and have a process for acquiring them, onboarding them, training them, getting them indoctrinated into your system and having them grow with you, you're not going to have a business too long. And today, Mr. Darren Carr, bringing him in from over in middle of nowhere, Iowa. Darren is a talent expert, and we're going to get into what he does. Darren, welcome to the show.
Billy, always a fiercely positive tour de force experience to talk with you. So very happy to be doing it again.
Appreciate it, brother. We just talked yesterday, and we had some really good conversations about what you're doing for us. So Darren, quick background, like, you know, people hear headhunters, like what is it that your company does, right, that could help real estate investors in our world?
That's right. That's right. Well, before I started my own agency, I had the, you know, the experience that gave me a little bit of a backdrop as a director of recruiting for some pretty big billion-dollar corporations. So that gave me a lot of structure. And then I was able to kind of like spin out on my own. And you know, what our agency does is, you know, we specialize in REI, real estate investment, recruiting and hiring and onboarding. And so, you know, we start from A to Z. We're a white glove service. We just ask a few things of our clients, give us a little bit of info, give us a little bit of communication, give us some feedback. And we search, pursue, find, tap on the shoulder, hunt down the best talent, flush them out of the mountains, harpoon them out of the sea, and get them interested. Well, the number one rule of talent is you can't be passive. You got to go out and find them. So that's what we're starting. That's how we start the process, is going out, understanding what's being crystal clear on what makes a company sparkle culturally, what makes it a special place to be. And then we find those people who match up, and we hopefully are super compelling in getting their attention and stealing them away where they think they're happy, but don't know they could be even happier with our client.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And I'm, you know, a little plug for you. We brought you in, I don't know how long ago. I think it was maybe 3 months ago. We had some specific things we wanted to hire for, and I could attest, we got involved. We had an indoctrination process. You did an interview process, myself, my team, you know, about us, about the company, about our values and what we were looking for. And you guys kind of like documented it out, created the whole process and the ads. And, you know, listen, the market is it was a little tight. It's getting a little bit looser. Took us a little bit of time, but we got two major players out of the recruitment process that you did for us. So I want to now reverse in, guys, who is this for guys that are just starting out in business that could utilize you, or is this more for people that are growing and scaling, utilizing your services?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is, I think everybody, because, I'm not an expert, buying and selling, properties. I'm not. Most of the clients we have, whether it's five people or 500 people, generally, need a little bit of our advice on the process. And that's a lot of what we do too, is we'll find and compel and assess and evaluate and interview the best people. But a lot of what we do and I do is help structure the process after we hand off the candidates, because it's not a lot of people's specialties. And why would it be? They're not a recruiting agency. They're not an HR firm. And so, I'd say across the board, we're able to kind of help, build that structure out and what's in, and let them know how to proceed with the client, the steps that we think should be taken, the kind of people that they, are going to be talking to, the kind of questions they should be asking, how they lock down the candidate in the process, commonly missed. And so I would say A to Z, a lot of the companies have benefited from, our structural, context, sort of advice.
It really, it's a process that you have when you bring people in, companies like myself, to get them documented into your business. Like, it was a process. It was a flow. It was very structured in how you brought us in as a client. And then your way in which you went out to bring the recruits in. Again, I think every week, we were having a handful or so of candidates that were coming in. And look, we're very selective who we want to bring in. We had a certain criteria. They have to pass certain tests and all this other crap, but you did it. Let's talk about the types of positions that your group could hire for, that you can go out and bring in talent for. What positions in a real estate investment group like ours should we tap you for?
Yeah, well, I'll answer that, but I'll just tell you what part of the reason, a large part of the reason why we were successful with you is because we had, when we have a good recruiter, which we think we do, and plus an engaged client, which you were, plus great communication, that almost always equals a great hire. So you and your team did a great job of that. And that's our asks of that. As far as the positions, it's everything. We have hired for everything. And right across the board right now, I'd say we're helping 25, at any given moment, we're helping 25, 30 REI companies hire. And it's everything from admin to acquisitions manager or home buying specialist, dispositions age managers, seat operations people, integrators of all levels, marketing. I don't think there's a position we haven't recruited for.
So full gamut across the board, just about any position inside the REI business. I didn't know you guys do like the top level, because we went in for certain people. So you do CEOs, COOs, integrators, all that.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. 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 It's really much pretty much the same process. It's the same process. So that's, it doesn't take as long to adapt. And we've been doing it so long now that we've got all the job descriptions already templatized for all the positions. We got, interview questions for all the different positions that we share with our clients, a lot of different tools that, that help them. So yeah, that's right. A to Z. In fact, operations is all, a large chunk of what we do. Home buying specialist, acquisitions is a lot, but operations is a quick second.
Now, when you're doing this recruiting, are you doing it for businesses, companies that they're going to be bringing the talent in-house, or is this virtual, a combination of both?
Combination of both. It's getting to be more virtual. I'd say, still about 70-80%. In-house, but the virtual is growing, and it should be, because we've had a pandemic pivot, and that means a lot of people haven't really, companies haven't really recognized that needs have changed. And so flexibility has become a lot more important. And I can talk about some other things that have changed as well, as far as people's sensibilities and what's important to them. But yeah, virtual can mean, anywhere in the United States, or it can mean they work from their home near a metropolitan area so they can go walk the homes.
Right. I like it. Let's get into, Darren, you said something about being important. What is important to the recruits, not to the companies right now? I want to put the spotlight on the recruits, people you're going after. What's important to them in today's world?
That's right. COVID did change a lot of things. So, I mean, number one, flexibility has risen, you know, quite a bit toward the top. And so we approach candidates and we have the ability to say, hey, there's some flexibility here, work from home a couple days a week, or, you know, once you've proven yourself, perhaps, that's super important. You know, other things have risen to the top. Ability to make a meaningful contribution to their community has risen in value to folks. Other than that, it's, you know, some of the same things, but they've risen in importance. A clear growth development plan. Is the company dialed in enough that they know that they're going to be taken care of, and they've got mentorship. They've got a path forward in their professional development.
That's a big one. That's a big one right there. We get that a lot. A lot of those questions come in. What about personal development and business development? Is that important to them when they come in? Like having an onboarding program where they're actually going to get indoctrinated in and learn the position? Because a lot of companies don't do that, man. They bring them in and they just kind of wing it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's why we also help a lot of clients on board, because you can lose people. I mean, if you bring them in and you're not prepared, you're not set with a good onboarding and a training program, you're going to lose the best people, because the best people got options. And you're going to lose them quick if you don't have a good professional development plan. And that's exactly right. Especially pairing with somebody who's done the job, longer and is more experienced, job shadowing, you know, both as an interview function and as a training function is, I think, the gold standard, super important to candidates these days.
I love this. I love this. What are you seeing in the landscape right now with people coming in? Are you finding it more difficult to extract people from other companies because they're comfortable? Or do you feel because there was this kind of change in the landscape with COVID that people are more open-minded? I have no idea what's going on in the job force. I haven't been out there in years. So I want to get like your point of view. What's happening with the landscape of candidates right now?
Yeah. Well, unemployment just dropped again. It's down to 3.5% again. I mean, that's a 45 year low. So it's not a rush. It's not a rush of great people to your job. And if you're just posting an ad on Indeed and hoping to get the best of the best, I think you're going to be, if you get lucky, you get lucky. But that's not always likely. And as I mentioned before, we're hunting down the best people, the people who are already killing it and don't know they could be killing it even more with our clients. So and those best people, are getting hit up hard. They get up 2-3 times a week, salespeople especially. So anybody in a sales position like home buying specialist or dispo or anything like that, they've got options. And so, no, it's the market has not suddenly opened up with a ton of clients. And in fact, the sketch factor, the ghost factor is really high right now. People not showing up to interviews because they took another offer. Again, you didn't get back to them in a week or two. Those good people are gone because they're getting hit up 2-3-4 times a week sometimes.
Darren, besides giving them, planning and wanting to come into a company that has growth and where there's a plan for them to personally grow, what else do you need to do to make it rich for them to say, this is an opportunity, I'm going to jump ship from where I'm at to come over here? Like, what entices these people to make the leap?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you've got to make sure that you've got your company appeal dialed in. I mean, you've got to make sure that, people are savvy these days, especially the smart ones. What's your online presence look like? Look at your ratings on Glassdoor or Indeed, because there may be stuff there that you don't know about. So, you've got to be appealing. Is your website appealing? Is there a careers page? Is there about us? Hey, consider working for us, and here's all the reasons why. When we make a job description, and this applies to job descriptions as well, the third thing we don't need, before duties and responsibilities and qualifications, comes what we offer. So it's sell, sell, sell. Good recruiting is good sales at certain points for certain people during the recruiting process. A lot of people miss that. They just assume everybody's going to want their job. And no, when you're locking down the best I can talk about this a little bit more, but I mean, there's an art to locking down the candidates when you're in the process with them, and you need to be, because you'll start to realize those top folks in the process. And if you're not, you know, checking in with them, hey, how are things going? How do you find our culture? How are you comparing us to other companies? You know, if you're not doing that on a consistent basis, do you have any hesitations? Do you have any concerns? You know, you could be missing the boat for someone, you know, for another company that's slipping in on you. So, you know, you want to make sure that you have your company culture dialed in. We're the company that does X because of Y, which results in Z. You want to make sure your whole staff knows that and is on board and can support that. That's, you know, that becomes evident to a candidate when they're going in the process. Compensation package, that I mean, obviously you need to make sure you're competitive. We do a lot of compensation reviews for our clients, like, hey, in your area, man, here's the average, here's what we'd recommend where you would be. Yeah, and as I mentioned, you know, all the materials like job descriptions and things like that are super important to make sure that they're tight and polished.
Yeah, it's so freaking important. I want to do a rewind on the business side. Guys like me coming to you, we want to engage Carr to start doing some headhunting, some recruiting for us. What does the process look like for an investment company to start working with you?
Yeah, good question. First thing we want before we start is any materials you have, why your company's great, what, you know, job descriptions, any notes you have. So from there, we have a discovery meeting and we really, really dig in. We need about 45 minutes. We need an hour. And we're digging into obviously what you need functionally and culturally, but also what you offer, you know, what in terms of everything I've just spoken about, but also too, give me some anecdotes about what you did last month. Why did people say, damn, that was a great, you know, oh, it was really great to work here because they did this for me. So we need to be armed with all those, you know, all those anecdotes and stories if we're going to attract that top talent away. So the more we get, the better. So it's a discovery meeting that we have, and we get all dialed in on that. From there, you know, we write the job descriptions. We're pretty expert in that by now. We think we know what compels the best. We provide calibration candidates before we really start reaching out to anybody. That means we find people that we think look like they are good matches. But before we reach out to 200 people, which you need to do right now to get a good response and to get a good candidate pool, before you spend all that money and time, you know, we run calibration candidates best. Hey, these people look like they're, you know, in your area, in your ballpark. What do you think? Yes, Darren. No, Darren. Here's why. So we get dialed into that process. From there, we're off to the races, reaching out to a lot of people. And, you know, our first conversation with them is a sales conversation. It's not interviewing them. It's, hey, man, before I tell you about this company, I want to know what's important to you. Can you tell me? It's always the first question we ask. What's important to you? That does three things. First of all, they care about what, you know, why, you know, they're surprised you care about what's important to them. First thing. Number two, it tells us, do their core values, it can tell us, do their core values match yours? Number three, it tells us how to sell them if we like them. This person's good. Damn. Hey, well, Billy's off. You said XYZ is important to you. Billy offers XYZ and ABC. What do you think about that? Those are the kind of conversations we start with. We convert to a behavioral interview situation. We grill them up with behavioral interviewing, which I'd recommend everybody do. And I can talk about that a little bit if you like. And then we're getting candidates, you know, to our clients and advising how they proceed with the process.
Go into a little bit deeper on the behavioral side. What do you do with that?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think I think interviewing is not a lot of people's specialty. And so we have a lot of list of questions for different sort of situations. But behavioral is this, and these are super hard to prepare for. And I'll just give you one example for sales. You want to have at least a couple of these in there because you can't prepare for these questions. And what it is, it's like five tiers. It's like for a home buying specialist, tell me about a time when you had a challenge in sales regarding X, whatever's most important to the client, right? Number one, what? Tell me about a challenge. Number two, what's the plan you had? How'd you come up with a plan? Who'd you talk to about that? Number three, you know, how did that whole plan unfold? How did it execute? Number four, you know, how? What was the benefit to the company? What were the metrics? Did sales go up 28.6% in the fourth quarter? And number five, what did you learn from that experience, or what would you do differently next time? So those are meaty questions. That's a lot. And they may need to ask, you know, hey, what was number two? What was number three? But what we need to hear is something that's cogent, coherent, compelling. They need to, you know, they need to tell something that was smart and creative, or that they went above and beyond. And it becomes pretty evident. You ask a few of those questions if, yeah, you know, if they've really accomplished.
That is my, you know, the book Top Grading. That's right from Top Grading, on how they go about the whole behavioral piece on asking these questions that people, they just can't prepare for. There's no canned answer.
No. Yeah. You sort out the wheat from the chaff pretty quickly.
No doubt. How many levels of reach out and interviews do you do with a candidate before they actually come to the company to interview? What does that look like?
Typically, we, you know, well, we're doing the finding, right? So that's the first level, is, you know, we're finding them, and we're seeing what we need to see on somebody's profile or resume. We need to see metrics. You know, we need to see, you know, not only what they did, but what the result was. So that's our first level. And then we'll either have one or two interviews, depending on what the client likes. And then typically we provide the assessment, you know, before we pass them along. And that can be, you know, predictive index, cultural index, Omnia, you know, whatever it's important to the client. But so there's, you know, between the finding them, the interview or two, and the assessment, it's three or four touches of us before we pass along. And then we recommend 3 to 5 more with the client, because some things, we'll screen hard for all the things that are important to you, but there are a few things that you can't screen for in one or two interviews, and that's things like integrity and character. And those things only start to show the cracks in their foundation, if there are any, over time. Yeah. So you need to allow time for that to show. Even then, it may not, but it gives you a hell of a lot better chance.
I love this, man. I love it. All right. So now, what questions because I'm not an expert in this field. Talk to me about investing, whatnot. What questions should I have asked you that I did not ask you, that somebody in my position as an owner of a real estate investment company would benefit from? Did I skip any?
Number one is, you know, you have a solid hiring blueprint. And what does that mean? That means who does what when. Right. And we've got a big document on it, and I help advise our clients on it too, in a one-on-one on how they can do that. But, you know, just briefly, it can include, you know, a virtual interview, an in-person interview, a panel interview, with behavioral questions, job shadowing. That's the gold standard. If somebody gets to that top level, and if you can commit to that time, it takes time, and you're coming in and you got to pay them too, if you're to be careful. Job shadowing, you know, is key. But and then just determining who in your, you know, having several points of contact, several people's opinion, and everybody knows who's asking about what. You're taking notes, you're ranking them on a few different things, then you're getting together as a group and you're discussing, hey, how'd you rank this candidate on this? How'd you rank this candidate on that, etc. That's probably, you know, what, you know, one of the areas in which we help the most.
I love it. Darren, if people want to, let me ask you this. What is the general cost? Because I know you're a different model than most of the models out there. So we don't have to go into details if you don't want, but what's the general difference between how you recruit and how you get paid versus other companies that do what you do in this business?
Yeah, right on. We are different. And so we are considerably more cost efficient. You know, we got this dialed in. You know, I have 20 recruiters. They all know what they're doing. We hire the best of the best ourselves. So we're, you know, we don't need to charge $1 million. You know, so we're running on volume here. And so what we do, most different contexts, most agencies are charging you 25-30%. Yep. Sometimes they'll dip a little lower of first year compensation, right? So what we do is we do a hybrid of pricing. We do an hourly model, basically just covers our costs, you know, a certain amount of dollars per hour. And then we have a much smaller, just flat fee success stipend on the end.
So one of the questions I had, and I know other investors that might want to hire will have as well, all of a sudden they hear, wait, you're going to charge me by the hour? Just explain that to them. Because a lot of people get like, yo, I'm not going into this retainer thing. What do you mean charge me by the hour? How am I going to get results? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Good question. Because not everybody does it. But it does a couple of things. Number one, very importantly, it invests the client in us. If you're just straight up contingency, companies have a tendency to, oh yeah, it doesn't really matter. He sent me a few candidates. I'll get to them. Right. And all this work went into, defining them, and nothing happens. The client doesn't win. We don't win. No one wins. This invests them. And it basically just covers costs, covers the recruiters hourly, covers, the cost of sending out all these messages. And so it doesn't, it's a pretty nominal, doesn't add up to be a ton. We're just covering costs there.
It is. This was good, bro. How do people get in touch if they're interested in leveraging your services? What do they do? How do they get in touch with you?
A couple of ways. Email Darren, Darrin, at CarTalent, CarTalent.com. My phone number, 641-691-2990, or our website. You can book an appointment with me, as a lot of people do, and that's CarTalent.com.
Perfect, brother. And one last question. Do you recruit for project managers on the construction side?
All the time.
We're going to talk right after this. This was great, bro. Honestly, appreciate you coming on. You gave a ton of value in a half an hour. It was fantastic. Guys, look, I don't endorse too many people. I only do it if I'm actually getting results. I've utilized Carr. I've utilized Darren, his company. And successfully, we have two recruits that came in. We're going to be placing another two. We have one that he's looking for already. Obviously, I just spoke to you about the PM. We're going to be talking about that right after this. And if you want to leverage him, by all means, it's work. It takes time. I want you guys to realize it's not an overnight thing. It's a process. Just like your marketing is a process when you start putting out ads to get the phone to ring, to convert these leads over. It's the same thing with recruiting. If you're going to hire an agency or do it yourself, you're going to be spending a lot of time, money, effort, and energy going out there to try to bring these people in. As in Darren's company, he's going to be doing it for you. But it's a process and it takes time. Don't freak out in 2 weeks. You don't have the candidates. It doesn't work like that. They have to create the relationship with these people. They have to hook them in, convince them that you're the right company to go to. And then they have to go through this whole background process, behavioral checks. So just be patient. And in time, you will get the greatest candidates delivered to your front door.
Exactly correct, Billy.
Darren, thank you very much, brother, for coming on the show. Appreciate you very much. And we'll talk to you next time.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Unstoppable Real Estate Investing Wealth. My mission is to give you, my listeners, the blueprint for success, the insider secrets for starting, growing, and scaling your real estate investing business so you can experience and live the unstoppable lifestyle. I've made it simple for you. To catapult yourself to success, go to billyssecrets.com. That's B-I-L-L-Y-S, secrets.com. There you will find every single tool, tip, trick, strategy, system, and secret used to make millions of dollars as a real estate investor. Everything my team uses and my guests use, all in one place for you to tap into so you can start, grow, and scale your real estate investing business. I really hope you implement what you're learning. I hope you utilize these tools, tips, tricks, strategies, and secrets. And I hope to see you on the next episode. God bless. Bye-bye.